The price of new ambulances needed in Gray County has skyrocketed. At its meeting on March 14, Gray County Council unanimously approved a staff report that will see the county sole source the purchase of 7 new ambulances that are needed for the county's fleet over the next 2 years. In his report to council, Director of Paramedic Services Kevin McNabb said the cost of new ambulances has risen dramatically in recent years. McNabb said over the past 5 years, Gray County had experienced an increase per ambulance of $118,800 or 67%. During the same period, wait times to receive new ambulance vehicles have jumped significantly to approximately 2 years. As a result, McNabb sought council's permission to order 7 new vehicles needed over the next 2 years, 3 in 2024 and 4 in 2025. Combined with 4 vehicles previously ordered, the county will now be waiting on 11 new ambulances. McNabb said currently in Ontario, there is a single company authorized by the provincial government to sell ambulances. He said with every municipality in the province that provides ambulance services ordering from the same vendor, it has created pricing and wait time problems. There is only one company we can get a quote from, he said. It really does create problems when we talk about purchasing bylaws. For the 7 new ambulances, the county has received a quote of $295,882.46 per unit. McNabb said the vendor won't even guarantee that price, as it takes so long for the units to be delivered after they are ordered. We hope that by ordering these ambulances early there will be some savings, he said. I don't see much choice on this right now. The lack of suppliers in the marketplace has definitely impacted us. County staff told council that on multiple occasions they have spoken to Ministry of Health representatives about the logjam created by having a single ambulance supplier in the province. Sao Kim Wingrove said the county suggested to the province that the sole vendor be established as a vendor of record, with a guaranteed price or that more competition be approved in the marketplace. The response so far from the province, crickets. There's been no response that they might be taking action on this, said Wingrove.